and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Does your spouse or significant other know that you really love them? That's kind of a difficult question that we need to ask ourselves sometimes, because you might think, as many of us do, that if we're choosing to be with someone, either in marriage or in dating, that commitment alone should send a clear sign to them that we love and care about them. And to an extent, that's true, but it's often not enough. We have to be aware enough to constantly nurture our romantic relationships, especially in marriage, so that our love can grow stronger over the years and to foster more trust and enjoyment along the way. Elder Marvin J. Ashton said that communication is more than a sharing of words. It is the wise sharing of emotions, feelings, and concerns, close quote. So we need to remember to be open with and open to our spouse about our love for them, not just in the things we say, but in how we respond to them and in the things that we do. Elisa Goodwin Snell is an experienced marriage and family therapist who I've had on the show several times, and she has some great insights on this topic about how our body language and our responses can unknowingly be pushing our spouse away from us and actually harming that love and trust that we've worked so hard to build. I was able to sit down with her and talk more about this. Take a listen. In the context of a marriage relationship or even a dating relationship, I think we can make the assumption sometimes that if we are faithful to someone, if we're with someone, even if we communicate and say, I love you, you know, on a regular basis, we think that's enough. But that's not enough. And why is that?
Well, there's a couple of different reasons. We are becoming really good at a society at shutting people down and disconnecting and kind of becoming a little bit more self-centered. And we see it from our own perspective. And we become entitled in believing that the other person should reach out. The other person should take the initiative and that they should just know my heart, when in actuality our behaviors are communicating more than our words are. And so I put together this self-test on hidden signs we're pushing our spouse away or our partner away. And because this also happens in dating and during the relationship phases. And maybe when we're in the dating process, we're more eager to engage fully. And then as we start to get into the relationship side of things, we start taking each other for granted. But then once we get married, we're really at risk of neglecting our bids for closeness. And so if we go through these questions, this is number two. When my partner invites me to talk, do something fun, spend time together, etc., I often express how busy I am and that they will have to wait. How common is this, would you say?
I think it definitely could be common. I haven't experienced that in my own relationship yet. I've also only been married for a couple of years, but I see that with friends and even members of my family, that when they want to do something, people that I really do care about, I tend to push them away and just say, like, I've got to focus on what's at hand right now.
Yeah.
And I can't honor your request. I can't even really respond properly.
And, you know, I think that the challenge, too, is that as we have kids and as we get caught up in the busyness of family life, and we're in that stage of life where we either have several kids or they're really busy or they're toddlers, or, you know, we feel like we're barely holding our own, just keeping up with them. It's easy to feel like our spouse will just have to wait. They'll just have to wait. If I respond back later by saying, okay, now's a good time, or let's make sure we talk about it tonight, I'm inviting them in. And so it's important that we recognize that, one, it's not just the other person's responsibility to invite, that we also need to treat them like we want time with them. But when they do invite, what is the message you're really sending? Are you shutting them down?
Especially, and this is something my husband and I are working on, when we're at home alone together and it's nighttime and we're kind of winding down for the day, to try and not have electronics as a part of that that time period, and just try and talk or read together or do something that doesn't involve connecting with the outside world.
Pretty sad how much that really happens and how disconnecting it is. So from your perspective, would you feel that that was a push away, an invitation, or a stalemate if you're trying to have a conversation with your partner or you're at dinner and they are being distracted by that?
I think it's a push away for sure, in my experience, just because if I do want to talk to someone whether it's my husband or a friend or anyone, if I feel like we're spending time together, we both rearranged our schedule so we could be together, and I don't feel like a priority there, it doesn't make me want to do it again.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the funny thing is the other person on the other end who's playing with their phone thinks that they are responding to you.
Yeah.
And they think that they're doing maybe a stalemate, but they think they're there. They think they're mm-hmm. engaging.
They made the time.
They have a different perception than the person yeah. who's trying to maintain eye contact with them and can't get their eyes to look at them.
Right.
In attachment theory, we're looking at trying to create a secure attachment. Well, we have these anxious attachments and these avoidant attachments. And in our society, we're becoming more avoidant. And that either leaves people to become avoidant with us. So we're just constantly playing this game of kind of keeping each other at a safe distance and trying to just be just close enough, or we're pushing them all the way away. Mm-hmm. Or when we're have that anxious attachment, we feel really vulnerable and unimportant, and we just hurt and we long for connection. So the reason why I'm talking about invitation stalemates and pushaways is because this is the very specific day-to-day little tiny actions that we're doing. And it's the best way to describe whether or not we're really offering our partner a secure attachment. Creating a secure attachment depends on the person being available, responsive, and emotionally engaged. Hmm. That is how we create a secure attachment.
Okay, so what are some simple everyday ways that we as people in a romantic partnership or in a marriage relationship can make the other person feel like we want to spend time with them and that they are a priority in our lives?
You know, I think a lot of it comes down to really being clear with yourself about what are you really doing and saying. Sometimes we need to realize that what we're saying to each other really may not be as much of a warm, inviting experience for them as we think it is. Mm-hmm. So we might say, for instance, we see that our partner is sad or hurt, and instead of approaching them, we think we just need to give them their space, mm-hmm. right? Now, a guy would do that with another guy. A woman would never do that with another woman. If
right.
they see us as sad or hurt or upset, the woman would approach her and say, how can I help? What can I do? Well, so as a woman, if what I want is for my husband to support me, I can't leave it so vague for him in what I need. I actually need to be asking myself, what can I invite him to do that would comfort me? Mm-hmm. You know, would I want to invite him to just hold me, right? If I were to say, I'm just really sad, and all I need from you is to just listen for 15 minutes, I am inviting him to do something he can physically do.
Right.
If I say, I'm just so sad and disappointed by what you did, he might think, oh, she just needs her space, or she's not justified in feeling that way. He might get defensive. If you want to be closer, be really clear about what they can do that would make a difference.
I want to thank Elisa so much for being willing to share her thoughts with us today on this topic. To summarize, while expressing our love is important, it is equally important to follow up and make sure our expression was understood by our partner. We're going to close today with a quote from Elder Quentin L. Cook, and he said, "We are all equal before God." I love that. That's such a good reminder, especially in the context of romantic relationships, because we are all equally deserving of love. We all want love and respect, and we all need to remember to show that love and respect to each other. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.